destruction hits advanced stage. Women's movement hails appointment of 28 female judges as a boost to gender equality. And Vance warns Iran against trying to play US as he heads to Pakistan for peace talks.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Construction of a new sewer pipeline at the University of Zambia Hunza has reached an advanced stage. A check by Millennium Radio found excavation work is almost done. The project involves the Zambia National Service, Zambia Correctional Service, and the Lusaka Water and Sewerage Company, who are on site to upgrade the drainage system. Once finished, the works will support a student population that has grown to 28,000. The upgrade follows recent student protests over poor sanitation, including clogged sewers and broken toilets that stemmed from overloaded infrastructure. In response, the government released 23 million kwacha for emergency repairs to be carried out within 10 days, covering deep cleaning of manholes and pipe replacements. The existing sewer and water systems were originally designed for only 4,000 students, but now servicing roughly 20,000, prompting the Zambia National Service to donate 100 waste bins to help improve hygiene. And speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, University of Zambia Students Union President Mwanto Kabaso says that the current rehabilitation is focusing on correcting structural damage and rerouting pipes, while long-term plans include a complete redesign of the university's sanitation system. He owed government for a quick response and speedy works.
A lot of intervention has been put in place where the massive team across the institution in conjunction with Zambia Correctional Service, who brought some of their workers to come and assist, and Zambia National Service is working tirelessly to situate that the new shoreline is reinstalled. They're almost done digging the drainages where they're going to install the new pipes. The old investor of Zambia shoreline was 8 inches. Now it's been expanded to 18 inches where it can accommodate the population increase. So I think positive and good work has been done so far so good.
Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation has warned that failure by government to revise the current governance policies could lead to a hostile political environment ahead of the general elections. Organization Executive Director Gideon Musonda cited the public gathering bill, among other policies. Mr. Musonda says that the cyber law in its current form poses a threat to the political environment. He has since urged government to review these laws going forward as they are a danger to democracy. Mr. Musonda says that in order to ensure that there is free and fair elections, it is crucial that government reviews the laws going forward.
To what has been provided for under Article 50 of our Republican Constitution. But our worry is on the opposition, who seem to be more divided, you know, than what the general populace had anticipated. They've all talked about, going into, the polls as a united front. Unfortunately, we are remaining with, just a week before, the commission starts, receiving nomination fees, from those who intend, to participate as presidential, candidates.
The women's movement has described the appointment of the 28 female judges to the Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, Court of Appeal, rather, as a positive step towards strengthening gender equality. Non-governmental gender organization coordinating cancer NGO CC Executive Director Anya Namela says that the appointments announced by the president demonstrates progress in addressing long-standing gender imbalances in critical governance structures. Ms. Namela says that the increased inclusion of women reflects growing political commitments to merit-based appointments and the recognition of the availability of qualified female professionals ready to serve in leadership roles.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, commends President Hakainde Hichilema on the recent appointment to the Judiciary and the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ, as announced by State House on 9th of April 2026. Specifically, the appointment of 28 women out of the 40 nominees to the Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, Court of Appeal, and Court marks a notable step towards correcting historical gender imbalances within critical governance institutions.
Meanwhile, the Zambia National Lobby Executive Director Gordon Ajibinga says that there is still need for government to ensure more women are appointed to key position decision making. Mr. Ajibinga has, however, stated that the decision by the President Ara Indeitema to appoint more women in the judiciary is commendable.
Emphasized that, but also further to that, I think this is a recognition of the capacity that women can play in terms of performing various developmental roles for our country, particularly in these instances as in the judicial system. But also this is has an aspect of strengthening our democratic values.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning released 22 billion kwacha in March 2026 to support public service delivery and support the implementation of the national priorities under the 2026 national budget. Of this amount, 6.6 billion kwacha was allocated to the public service wage bill, while 3.8 billion kwacha went towards debt servicing and dismantling of arrears. A total of 6.3 billion kwacha was directed to transfers, subsidies, and social benefits, with 4.5 billion kwacha supporting government programs and operations, and 7.5 million kwacha allocated to capital expenditure. Finance Minister Stumbeko Msokotwani says that the releases reflect government's commitment to balancing fiscal discipline with service delivery, social protection, and economic growth. He notes that 3.5 billion kwacha from the transfers component supported agriculture production under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, and the Food Security Pact, while 1.9 billion kwacha was allocated to grant-aided institutions such as hospitals and universities. Additionally, 637.6 million kwacha was channeled toward decentralization efforts, including the Constituency Development Fund and Local Government Equalization Fund. In supporting government operations, 413.9 million kwacha was used for the procurement of drugs and medical supplies, while 228.6 million kwacha was funded to geological mapping to enhance resource exploration. Government also dispersed 200 million kwacha towards empowerment programs targeting women, youth, and persons with disabilities, and 150 million kwacha for the settlement of compensation claims. On infrastructure development, over 700 million kwacha was spent, with 307.6 million kwacha going to roads projects, 200 million kwacha to water infrastructure, 150 million kwacha to education infrastructure, and 75 million kwacha to provincial aerodromes. Meanwhile, 3.7 billion kwacha was allocated to debt and liability management, including 2.8 billion kwacha for domestic debt servicing and 429.5 million kwacha for external debt obligations. Dr. Msokotwani has reaffirmed government's commitment to prudent and transparent budget execution aimed at sustaining economic stability, strengthening service delivery, and promoting inclusive growth. We move to our business story this evening, where trade expert Ronald Chiwala has raised concern over barriers affecting local mining companies in accessing international markets. Mr. Chiwala says that Zambian mining firms continue to face challenges trading on the London Metal Exchange, forcing them to rely on middlemen. He notes that this has hindered local investment in the sector and contributed to the dominance of foreign companies. Mr. Chiwala adds that the London Metal Exchange appears to be more receptive to more foreign firms compared to African-owned companies. He has since called for measures to level the playing field and ensure fair access for local players in global mineral markets.
They are more receptive to interact with companies that come from their own area. This is what has made Africa not to invest more in mining. Mm-hmm. If you are not a Muzungu, you are what, you will find unnecessary barriers to trade on the London Metal Exchange. So you will be forced to deal with a middleman. Mm-hmm. See? But if Glencoe invests, finds a mine in Mumbai,